Welcome to Deliberate Christian. The message you're about to listen to is titled The Cinema Christian. It was delivered by Dumininu Makoyawo. Be blessed as you listen.
We have come to be counseled by you. We have come to be helped by you. We have come to be led by you. We have come to be empowered by you. We have come to be delivered by you. We have come to be healed by you. We have come to be restored by you. Lord, we present ourselves on your altar this evening, not for anything in particular, but that you do a scan of our lives and do that which our life needs in Jesus' name. Not our personal needs, but Lord, do that which our life needs for us tonight in the name of Jesus. Do that which will glorify your name. Do that which will cause our lives to be an expression of your glory. Do that which will cause our lives to showcase your praise. Lord, I commit everyone's heart into your hands tonight, that you will be glorified in our hearts in Jesus' name. As we're here this evening, we don't want to be hearers. Because if we count, it is not as if we've not heard more words than we even want to hear this evening. We've been hearing it from time immemorial. But Lord, I pray that tonight we will be doers of your word in the name of Jesus. I pray, O God, that every heart here will honor the word this evening. And only you shall be glorified. In Jesus' name we have prayed. Amen. All right. Good evening, everyone. So I'll be carrying on from Genesis 41, which was where we read on Friday. So when we say prayers here, there's something I always emphasize. I always emphasize that it is important that you press further in the Spirit when God gives us a direction to pray. I always tell you that, look, I do not doubt God's power to do the unthinkable in the twinkle of an eye, but I also do not discard the fact that there is always a need to press further also in the Spirit, because you do not know whether that which God wants to do is that of a twinkle of an eye, or it is that which needs further pressing in the Spirit. And that is why it will do you a lot more good to be a person who presses more into the Spirit on issues. One of the things I mentioned on Friday about the life of Joseph, towards the end of what we were talking about, is the fact that we talk about every other thing. God helped Joseph. Pharaoh had a dream, blah, blah, all those things. We talk about it. But we seldom talk about the fact that this guy was consistent. We seldom talk about it. See, I said something on Friday. We will always pride ourselves in, God, I'm unfaithful. You're always faithful. Even well, what you do, I don't deserve it. And we say all those things. But I want to say to you, don't build your Christianity around it. Don't build your Christianity around unfaithfulness. Because Joseph was consistent. Yes, what happened to him was devastating at such a young age. But one thing you would see in his journey was his consistency. And you would also see, if you look at Abraham's life, at some point, Abraham was not consistent. And you see how long his journey took because of his inconsistency. So he's making an altar today. Tomorrow, they are lying to the king Abimelech. They are doing, and you would see that until he now got to that point, you know, at some point, yes, he even tilted and went to the wrong place before he now had to return back to Bethel. So until we return to that place where God is first and only, you know, we are waiting on God. God is waiting on us. Until we return to that place where God is first and only, you will be saying, I'm waiting for God. But God too is waiting for you. God too is waiting for you. And you know something? Thank you, Holy Spirit. God has eternity to wait. You don't have it. Can somebody type that in the comment section? For those who are not here, I am trusting that God will allow them to check the comment section to see this. God has eternity to wait. You do not have it. Personalize it. And it's something we also have to see every day. God has eternity to wait for you to change, for you to this, but you don't have eternity. You don't have eternity. So, and that is why when we are talking, God, you're just so good. I'm not deserving. I'm not saying get to the point where you start saying, I'm deserving. If there's anything God is doing, it's no. But I'm saying to us, don't build a culture around being inconsistent in your walk with God. Don't build a lifestyle of inconsistency in your walk with God, because God is faithful. His faithfulness should not be an encouragement for you to be unfaithful. God's faithfulness should be an encouragement for you to be faithful. God's faithfulness should be a motivation for you to be faithful. Don't build that culture. Some people say, it's just mercy. It's just mercy. Just his mercy. His mercy. Do you know that the Bible says that he will be merciful upon whom he will be merciful? What about the day he decides not to show mercy? It is well. What about the day he decides he won't be merciful? Because we study the Bible, but we don't build our lives around it. We don't build our lives around what we study. If you are talking about mercy, when you go check the Bible, if you search for the word mercy in the Bible, God does not say everybody gets it all the time. But we will just stick to that part. God is a merciful God. He's slow to anger. That's the one we stick to. We pick a part. And every time we stick to a part of the Bible without a whole, we do ourselves much harm than good. Yes, the Bible tells us of his mercy. He said it is of the Lord's mercy that we are not consumed. That means if for any reason we should be consumed. If for any reason we deserve to be consumed. But it is his mercy that stops us from being consumed. It says that his mercy is new every morning. It says we can come boldly to the throne of grace to obtain mercy. But do you know that same Bible also says that God shall have judgment without mercy? Why is that same Bible that says it? That God will have judgment without mercy. He says he will have judgment without mercy upon the one that did not show mercy. So if you are thinking I will enjoy the mercy of God, you better be checking your life. Am I merciful? Because if you're not merciful, you also do not deserve the mercy of God. So mercy of God is not what anybody deserves in the first place. You know? So if we're talking about mercy, there are so many sides to it. But we'll always choose that side of, even when I'm not good, God is merciful. Even when I'm not this, God is merciful. God is showing us his mercy, not for our failings or for our weaknesses to become our lifestyle. He's showing us his mercy so that peradventure you fall, you come out. Not for you to now make it a dwelling place, because mercy is always available. That's the wrong use of God's mercy. That's the wrong use of mercy. It's just like you're saying, I know that if I ask for forgiveness, I know that if I sin, God will forgive me. So let me just keep sinning. That doesn't make any sense. It doesn't make any sense. You know, the Bible tells us again, it's not of him that willeth, it's not of him that runneth, but it's of God that showeth mercy. Does that now mean sleep on your bed and fold your arms because God shows mercy? Is that what it means? Does it mean just sleep on your bed, God will show you mercy? That's not what it means. And as deliberate Christians, we must never be one of those people, one of those Christians who look for the loopholes of God's faithfulness. Because when you think that there is a loophole in God's faithfulness, it becomes a snare to you. When you think God is so good, I can treat him anyhow, it will show you that he is a loving God, but he's also a just God. Is the for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son, but he's also the soon coming king who is going to judge the whole world. So let's always hold on to the holistic view of God's works and his ways. One of the reasons why so many Israelites that God had the mind of taking out of Egypt and taking them into the promised land. One of the reasons why many of them died in the wilderness is not because initially when they started that journey, it was not that God did not want to take them into the promised land. His plan was to take them into the promised land. But they became spoiled brats. Every minute, God did not give us this. God did not give us that. They were always complaining. At some point, God said, you know what? Let me just wipe out those people. Like, we don't talk about that side, that our God is also a God that wipes people out. We don't talk about it. At a point, he was going to wipe them all out. Is it these stiff-necked people? He was going to wipe them all out. And Moses had to start begging. The Bible mentioned it that Moses was the meekest man on the surface of the earth. But at some point, the children of Israel drove him crazy. So in our walk, if you see there's an aspect of your life you keep making excuses for, you are turning that aspect of your life to a snare. The Bible does not say when you fall, sit there because there's grace and mercy. No. When you fall, you are supposed to dust yourself and rise up again. Consistency. 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 Judas was called like all the other people too. All the other disciples. But it did not end with them. God is always looking for a consistent walk. If you read through the Old Testament, you will see people of then saying, God, remember how I served you. Remember my walk. Remember my offering. Remember my... They served God to that point where they could make reference to it. But in this, our own generation, we will make reference to, you know, I'm always failing. You know, I'm always a sinner. We always so. That is what we build a culture around. We build a culture around our failures. When grace has come for us to build a culture around the victories over our weaknesses and failures. Joseph was consistent. And we don't know that our consistency actually helps the move of God. Because look, there is, I've taught us here, I think it was in 2021, there is an environment that the Holy Spirit can work in. This morning now, you know, when I was putting out the prayers in the morning, the Holy Spirit was reminding, he said to me, it's not, don't just pray and say they're going to have Holy Spirit advantage. Not every Christian will enjoy Holy Spirit advantage. For many people, they will just say it like, they will just say it like a prayer and that's where it will end. It will not work. Because Holy Spirit advantage is not for everybody. There are some lives that will enjoy it and some lives that will not enjoy the Holy Spirit advantage. Because you will not change the Holy Spirit to now become what he is not, so that you can enjoy the advantage. The Holy Spirit has his standards, and you will meet that standard to enjoy his advantage. And you are not meeting that standard because you want to do it by obeying the law on your own accord. You are meeting the standard by yielding, by surrendering. But we still want to be in control of everything, every aspect, every part. And then we say we want Holy Spirit advantage. They don't go together. So there is this other side to the story of not just Joseph, but of every other person that the Lord worked with. So I'm sure you must have looked at the way God works, and you would agree with me that he is truly a great script writer. The only frustrating part of his script writing skills is that he loves suspense a lot. He loves suspense a lot. You know how I'm sure every one of us has watched the movie at some point. Especially, you know, thank you, Holy Spirit. What do we say about Nigerian movies? You know, Nollywood movies. You say, they're just so straightforward. Once you start watching now, you already know who's going to die. You know who's going to get married to. What do we say about such movies? Please let me know. Tell me in the comment section. What do we say about such movies? Yeah? What do we say about such movies? You just start watching. Keep watching now. Ramsey Noah will marry this one. They'll give birth. What do we say? You say it's predictable. Do you love those movies? What do you say? Some people say, that's why I just watch American movies. That's why I watch American movies only. Like, you can't even tell. The person who you're thinking is the villain turned around to something else. And then at this point where you think, oh, accident, they will die. You just see, hey, person didn't die. Wow. Isn't that the movies? Isn't that the kind of movies that you like? Now I want to ask you, when the Lord is now giving you the kind of movie you like, why do you complain? Please answer me there. Why do you complain when God decides to give you the kind of movie you like? Somebody answer me genuinely. When God now decides to give you the kind of movies you like, why do you complain? I want to see everybody type, you know. The only way I can ask, I know you are in this meeting, is that I'm seeing your comments. If you're not, if we already agreed on that, if you are in the meeting, you are either in a quiet environment where you can talk, and if you cannot talk, then you must be able to type. Else, it's according to our deliberate meeting, you did not attend. When God now decides to make that movie with your life, why do you complain? Why do we complain? Hey, look at Sister. Sister Roque said he's not. Sister Roque says this is real life. It's not a movie. Is that what I said? He's only interested in movies. Ah, but you said nothing special. I don't get what you mean by nothing special. I don't get it. So, we complain when Nollywood makes movies that are quite predictable, movies that have no suspense. From beginning of the movie, you can say, I know Bimbo Akintola will get married to Ramsey Nouah. And before you know it, Ramsey Nouah and Bimbo will give birth. That child will die. And then the child will grow up and become a rich man. You say, oh, I hate all these movies. Ah, when you watch American movies, they're so, you know, you can't even. When God now decides to give you that, those kind of movies that you like, are you not the ones who like suspense? When God now decides to deploy his script writing skills in your life, eh? That one is not real. Oh, it's not real. But your God is also a script writer. You don't know. If you want to say the all the script writers that we know, they are still learning. They are learning. Jesus is the greatest script writer. You don't know this scripture. Haven't you seen the word scripture? When you break it down, what do you see there? Script. Scripture. What do we read? Scripture. So it is a script. The Lord planned it from the beginning of time. Do you think you are just existing? You were in God's plan. That's why you got a chance to exist. You were in God's plan. That is why you get a chance. Did he hear what I said? A chance. It's not as if, oh, it's your right because your parents slept with themselves. Sorry. No. You got a chance to exist because you were in God's plan. If you are not in his plan, let your parents sleep together morning, afternoon, and night. Nothing will come out of it. Nothing. They will just keep playing with themselves. So God is a script writer. He's a great script writer, and he loves suspense. He loves suspense. But you know, he doesn't love suspense so that he can make money and keep us online so that he can make money from the adverts. You know, that's how YouTube and all of them behave. No, God is not YouTube. No, God is not Facebook. God is not following their own. Mm-mm. So God is not keeping you, you know, longer in the movie because he wants to make money from adverts. He's not keeping you longer in the script because he wants to have 1 million views. That's not why you're still in the movie for so long and we don't know what is going to happen to you. No, that's not why. God is king. You are still in his script. You are still in his script. because he's doing something great with you. And you know, that's why he says it. He says, I know the plans that I have for you. Huh? He says, to give you a future and a hope. Another version says, expected end, right? But you know one thing? Our problem with God is the fact that we want to reduce him to man so that it can fit into our own style of thinking. Unfortunately, he is too God for us to be able to mold him. I'm sure if some of us had the ability, sometimes I feel like that. I wish God can just do it like this. Like, no, sorry, you don't have that power. That's why you are man. We don't have that power. So the way to get into his plan is to move up higher. And that is why you are spirit, but you are in a body. But if you are more attuned with your body than you are with your spirit, God's plan will be a headache for you. Do you know that the script of the script writer, do you know that it is only those who are watching, that is, those of us who are watching in our house? Huh? I don't know what movie is in the cinemas now. Okay, I'm not sure which of the movies is trending in the cinemas now. But do you know that you are the one who is in suspense? You, the one who is watching. You, the audience. You, the people at home. You are the one who is watching. Battle on Booker Street. So, Battle on Booker Street is a suspense to you. It's a suspense to you, not to Funke Akindele. You are the one that the battle to Booker Street is troubling. Funke Akindele knows the beginning and the end of Battle Street. So Mercy Johnson. Yeah. All the characters. Thank you. So all the characters that are there, she knows, you know, if you sit down now, you and Funke Akindele, both of you sit down and you're watching Battle on Booker Street. Do you think Funke Akindele will be doing like you? All the do you think she'll be doing that? She won't do that. So that's why it seems God is unmoved. Because he wrote it. That's why it seems God is unmoved. You know? And that's why, if you don't want to be moved, do you know how? Join the crew. Somebody put it there. Join the crew. Do you know that the cameraman, because it's not one person, the cameraman who joined Funke Akindele when they were shooting the movie, the cameraman too, do you know he also knows what is happening next? You are the only one because you were not there. The cameraman too, the editor too. When we say join the family of God and be a crew, join the crew or else you will pay for the movie in the cinema. You will pay for it. You will queue for it. When you join the crew, even somebody who was not part of Funke Akindele's production, if even somebody who was not part of Funke Akindele's production, do you know that a fellow scriptwriter, thank you, Holy Spirit, do you know that this Afolayan guy, so Battle on Booker Street is not his movie. So he was not privy to know what was in Funke Akindele's mind and how they were doing it. But do you know that because he's also a scriptwriter, because he has also been baptized into the culture and the intrigues of script writing. Do you know that if you and Kunle Afolayan were sitting down together in the cinema, you will see the movie with different eyes? Am I right, somebody? You are not going to watch. Yes, you are both watching the movie together, but some things that will be to you, it won't be like that to Kunle Afolayan, because Kunle Afolayan understands that when he sees blood, Kunle Afolayan is not seeing blood the way you are seeing blood. And Kunle Afolayan is seeing what the makeup artist did. So Kunle Afolayan is saying, great work. No, that's a great after effect. No, that animation is poor. That That's what Kunle is saying when he is watching. But you are saying, so you are not, you don't see it the same way. So God wants you to join his crew. And if you don't move up higher and get the skill, honestly, God will just be like a troubler. Like, just be troubled. This movie is supposed to have ended since. I thought it. That's how God will be to you. And how do you join the crew? You give your life to Christ. After giving your life to Christ, you start studying the script. Who can tell me what our script is? Somebody, please put it in the comments. What is our script? What is our script? Thank you. So Starunke knows it. Good. Statolutu is telling me the script. Great. So, every one of us has to follow the script. We all have to follow the script. And you know, when we say read the Bible, how does it feel to you? Deliberate again. Bible again. Pray again. Don't worry. When you don't know the script, enjoy the suspense. Oh yeah, I'll type it there. When you refuse to know the script, enjoy the suspense. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Maybe you don't want to read the script. You say it's too boring. Go to the cinema and pay. When you don't know the script, when you don't want to suffer with them, you don't know when they're acting the movies, when they want to act, what is that? If they want to act a scene in the bush, you don't know they go to the bush. You don't know they sleep in the bush. You don't know they roll inside murky waters to make it look real to you. So maybe you don't want all those. You don't want all those and go and pay in the cinema. Go and pay in the cinema. Maybe you don't want to be part of them. Don't worry, go and pay in the cinema. Go and pay to watch it on Netflix. Go and pay to watch it on Netflix. You know, another thing about paying is not just paying, you will also wait. You know what they'll be doing? They'll be showing you trailer. How many of us have seen trailer? How many of us know what the trailer is? Movie of 5 hours, they will only show you 3 minutes or 5 seconds. They will show you trailer. That's why when you sleep and you dream, you just see trailer. You say, oh, this dream again. It's a trailer. God is the best movie writer ever. So they will just show you trailer in your dream. All those things you are seeing, they are trailers. When you dream, you see the trailer. You know? Joseph too saw the trailer now. He saw the trailer. And you know what the trailer? The trailer will not show you the juice of the movie. Who can tell us what was the trailer that Joseph saw? The trailer will just show you, it will just show you some ting, 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 and then you think, I know this movie, Joe. What's there? Maybe Ramsey Nye is there, and this one, and this one. You think you know it. When Joseph saw his trailer, even his brothers, even the enemies, thought they had seen it all. They did not know that there was a journey. The trailer is not the movie. Put it there. Your life's trailer is not your movie. Your life's trailer is not the full movie. So when God shows you things, you don't know that you just saw trailer. Thank you, Brother Tokwe. So saw the stars, saw the moon, they were bowing down. That was a trailer. Whenever you see all those things in your dreams, you see the prophet tells you something. Nobody. The Bible says you know in part. So you are only seeing a what? A trailer. That's what you're seeing. So, but what will take you through the journey is the script. But when we say read your Bible now, you don't want to read. It's fine. Don't read. When we say to you, worship God the Father so he can show you part of how he writes the scripture. Worship is how you get to see God for who he is. Worship will take you into his heart. So you get to understand, okay, usually when God is writing his movie, he likes to do this, he likes to, you will see just a part. Eh? And that's why the Bible says that he made his ways known to Moses and his acts to the children of Israel. It is a man of his ways that can stay calm. It's not that when the children of Israel, hey, we are the Red Sea, oh, Egyptian want to kill us. Hey, Red Sea in front, Egyptian at the back. Yeah. They were just jumping up and down. The man that had the relationship with God was not shouting. He said, Israelites, calm down now. Instead of all this, he just called on the scriptwriter. Scriptwriter, at what sin, what are we in? And God said, we are now in that part of the script where you will stretch your stick. We are in that part of the movie where you will stretch your stick. Oh yeah, Moses, stretch. Abby, what happens in movies? They will say, cut. Oh yeah, Ramsey Noah, enter and walk like this. Thank you, Holy Spirit, for my God is so funny. Ramsey Noah, oh yeah, enter and walk like this to the door and act as if you want to open the door. That's it. When you have a relationship with the Holy Spirit will tell you what he heard from the Father. Holy Spirit will tell you what is in the script. When you are going out today, ensure you don't get angry. There's something God wants to do. There's something God wants to do. Holy Spirit will give you the expo of the script. But we say, read your Bible, pray, develop a relationship with God. Say you don't want. Eh? What will we do? We'll look at you now. When you get to the Red Sea, maybe you will jump up and scream. You don't know that we do ourselves good. We do ourselves good. See, we help the movie. You know how they complain, all those movie writers, they will say, oh goodness, or producers. Eh? You know, they expose some of the things that happens to them. They explain some of the things that happen to them when they go on location. Some of the reasons why we are crying is because some of the characters refuse to show up. When the children of Israel were crying in Egypt, God save us, God save us. Producer was still begging Ramsey Noah, it's your turn. Go and show up. Ramsey Noah, Moses was the Ramsey Noah. No. Me, I don't. I don't like to talk. I stutter. Oh, you know. But scriptwriters, I know how to. Don't worry. When you get there, I don't like. So some of the things that you're experiencing is because some of the characters are still proving stubborn with the producer. You see, God is such a loving God. But he's not like the scriptwriters of this world. He's not like them. Sometimes when he works with a particular character, that character doesn't want to bulge. He releases grace. He does everything. He does. Well, character, you don't want to. Sometimes God moves ahead. Let's get another person that can act this scene. It's not only you. But you know, when they have started their season, if Ramsey Noah has started, people will say, but they can't change it now. It's Ramsey Noah that was the husband of this lady in this movie. You can't change it. Hey, God can change it. God can change his own. And even in this earthly movies, when the worst comes to the worst, do you know that when a character dies in real life, what happens in the movie? Somebody tell me. If a character dies in real life, what will the producer do inside the movie? They will change the script. And you know what they will do? They will kill the character in the movie too. That's why we are telling you, don't let your Christian life die. Thank you. He replaced them. He said, don't let your life burn. We say, come to meeting. Let's come to the, let's pray. Let's do this. You don't want to. Okay. I don't know why God decided to talk to us in this manner this night. Because you know what? He knows. He knows how to. Once a character dies in real life, the producer kills the character in the movie. He has to die inside the movie. That's why we say, don't let your fire die. Show up. Show up so that the scriptwriter can put you in your scene. show up so that they don't find another person that can act. But yeah, you say no, the movie is forever, eh? You don't know that Jesus too wants to make his own investment, eh? Don't you see how all of them are, they'll be saying highest grossing movie on box office, highest. But you think God is also not a businessman? He wants to. He invested too much. He invested the life of his only son. And you think he just wants to waste it? When you want to stay there, you say, God gives us second chances and third chances and fourth chances and fifth chances. Oh, okay. You can have first, second, third chance, fourth, fifth. Make sure you also have eternal life. Unfortunately, you are in a mortal body. So even though you have eternal life inside you, the mortal body cannot live forever. It will die. So you don't have you don't have eternity. You can't remain there and just be doing anyhow. You can't remain there and be doing anyhow. God has eternity. You don't have eternity. And you are the characters. You are the actors here. You are the actor here. You are the one who is going to act the script here. So God needs actors that are ready to show up. Actors that we can call and say, please, everybody, let's meet at Ogun State. And let's not forget, God pays you. He pays well. For those of you who don't want to show up, God pays well. He owns a good production company. He pays his actors and actresses. He pays them. So he begs you, he comforts you, he consoles you, he does everything. But hey, he's business-minded. His business needs to go on. He can't leave everybody waiting and be begging only you to come and show up. And that's why we will sing, the church is marching on. We are not sitting down. You don't want to join, we leave you, we move on. The church has to march on because Jesus also knows. Yes, he's got eternity, but the kingdom of this world is timed. Time is running. He has a kingdom he's working against. And he's aware of the kingdom that is working against his plans too. And he's saying to you, read the word and understand. There is a kingdom out there whose job is to steal, to kill, and to mess up everything I'm doing. Guys, show up. Show up. He says, read the script so you understand what this guy is doing. Read the script so you know what you are also to do. Read the script so you know why I am doing what I'm doing. But you don't want to. You don't want to read the script. Many of us, we are actors that frustrate the producer. God, why? God, why? Oh, goodness. Check the script.
That's why the most patient in the world is God. Some of us, we have not read the script. Then we'll say, but you said you are going to do this. And he says, but I gave you the script. It's there. I want us to go before the Lord this evening.
And you'll say, Lord, get me. You know, let's speak the language of production, because that's what God is speaking to us this evening. I'm just going to say to the Lord, get me into your production firm. I don't want to go to the cinema to buy. I don't want to keep, I don't want to go to the cinema to go buy.
I don't want to go buy. I want to be part of your crew. I want to be part of your crew. Because it is when you are part of the crew that what God is doing will make sense. When you are part of the crew, you will not say, why is that guy jumping into the water? Does he want to die? You will know that he's not dying.
Jumping into the water is part of what is in the script. Then you will see that that water is not deep. They just made it look like that, so that you people who are watching will think it is an ocean. And that's why when you say, the devil wants to push us into an ocean, God say, but I wrote it in the script. It's just a pool. There's the devil that is making it look like an ocean. You will jump inside. No, God, you should have stopped me from going into the ocean. God said, no, jump is fine. I will be with you in the waters. You will not drown. It is not an ocean. It will not drown you. It's just a pool.
But you see, I dreamt that an ocean carried pieces is not an ocean. It's what you are seeing on the screen that looks like an ocean. If you are here at the back of the stage, you will see that it is a pool. Say, God, but this thing will kill me. He says, it will not kill you. Go and check the script. What do you want us to do? But I'm telling you, it's in the script. Fear not. Fear not. I am with you. It is not what you see. It is. Christians that watch at the cinema are the ones that go home crying. Oh God, they just killed my they just killed. Don't you see them when they're doing all this rubbish? Because you are cinema Christians. Lord, make me a scripture child. Lord, make me a child of the scripture. A child who is able to see through your eyes. Who is able to carry through situations with your heart. With your mindset. A child who does not give up when the scriptwriter still say there are more sins. Lord, help me. In every aspect of my life, help me. Help me, oh God. Help me. Help me to understand that you are not disrupting my life. You are actually writing a beautiful story. Help me to know that you are writing a beautiful story with my life. You are not messing it up. You know, you compare yourself. Look at all my mates, all of them. Oh God, everybody has moved on. Everybody, I don't even know. And they say, keep serving God. See, is this what is serving God? We just messed my life and just everything just messed up. Everything is no. And the way to understand his script writing skills is to read his scripts. Lord, make your word a delight to me. Lord, make your word a delight to me. Lord, make your word a delight to me. Because if your word is not a delight, you will be sinning against God with all the things you are saying. You will be blaming him when he's helping you. You will be rejecting the good he's giving to you because it looks like bad. Lord, make your word my delight so that I can walk with you and not frustrate your plans and not frustrate your beautiful plans. You have promised us that what eyes have not seen, what ears have not heard, what has not been conceived in the heart of man, you don't know the script. He just gives you the trailer to give you, you know, to whet your appetite. But you don't know the script. Did Joseph's story look exactly like the dream? At the end, yes. But if all you saw was just that one and you thought, oh, maybe someday Joseph will just wake up and all the brothers just bow on the road. How about the prison? How about the well? How about Potiphar's wife? Did he see them inside the trailer? No! And if you are a cinema Christian, it's trailer that you will be running with. And then when you wake up in the morning and you find yourself in the world, you say, but it's not in the script now. It's not in the script now. Maybe you said you'll be bowing down. Wow, am I in the well? Maybe you said they will bow down. Why am I in the prison? Deliberate Christian, it's only trailer that you saw. You only saw the trailer. Lord, help me. Lord, help me. Jehovah, help me. Help me, oh God. Help me to delight in your word. Help me to delight in your word so that I will appreciate how I'll be able to appreciate the beauty you're creating with my life. So that I'll be able to appreciate the beauty you're creating with my life. So that I'll be able to respond with gratitude and not complaints. So that I will respond with gratitude and not complaints. You are saying, why can't God just take me from my father and just make me prime minister? If he takes you to Egypt without taking you through the prison, don't you know that you will fumble there? In fact, maybe Pharaoh would have killed you. But God took you through the process. Lord, thank you for where my life is now. Thank you, Lord, for where my life is now. Thank you for the remaining part of your script for my life. Thank you for the remaining part of the script of my life. Give me the patience to follow you as my script writer. Give me the patience to follow you as my director and editor. Give me the grace to follow you as my help. Help me to understand that the bad side are still working for my good. Help me to understand that your plans are greater than the experience. 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 They can lock Ramsey Noah in prison in the movie, but he is not a prisoner in real life. I would have to stop here today. I'd have to stop here today. We'll continue on Friday by God's grace. Thank you, Holy Spirit. I honor you this evening for your word. I honor you this evening for your word. You do much more than we can ever ask or imagine. Receive all the glory for this evening in Jesus' name. Amen.
Thank you for listening. We trust you were blessed. If you'd like to sow into the ministry, please head to our website www.deliberatechristian.com and click on Partner with Us. For further inquiries, please go to www.deliberatechristian.com and click on Contact. Remain blessed.